dishwashers aren't very kind to dishes. I said, really, what are they kind to then? Because I'm pretty sure dishwashers have one purpose only! One!
Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast. It's a podcast with Laura Clary. Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast.
Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast, guys.
I was going to sing, but I'm not going to sing.
Our guest today is my pussy. Hi, pussy. How are you?
Fucking hell.
So where are you from?
What? That's the most awful thing I've ever heard.
Tell me what your biggest fear is.
That's your other pussy out the door there. Can you hear that, guys at home?
Oh, our cat Alan is screaming at us because he hates when I shut doors. If I go to the bathroom and shut the door, literally within 2 seconds, meow, 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 I'm like, Alan, I'm just in the bathroom. He's like, meow, meow. Can you guys hear him?
Check that.
Alan, we're just on the other side of the door. Alan, it's fine. We're just recording. I know you want to come in here, but you're not invited. I'm sorry. Alan, forgive us. Please.
Alan, we're sorry.
Okay, so you know what, Steven? We don't have a guest today, okay? It's not my pussy.
The guest is always your pussy.
So what I wanted to do, you guys, because, you know, we were missing the episodes with just Steven and I.
Look, Alan's going mental.
Alan, shut the fuck up.
Oh, it worked.
See? You just got to curse at your cat. Oh.
Sorry. We were missing the episodes with us, you said.
Yeah, you know, it's just fun sometimes. Okay, Alan.
Alan, you fuckbag.
It's just fun sometimes to just, you know, hang out. Like the old times, you guys. We used to do ones with just us all the time. So, actually, I wanted to start this podcast off with a little meditation. Why? Because I feel like we're not meditating enough, Steven.
Oh, Christ.
And I feel like I can't get you to really focus and meditate ever.
I have been. I've been.
But me too.
I've done it recently.
Have you?
I did it recently every morning, remember?
Can you guys hear this?
He sounds like, what it is, he knows we're having fun in here and he hates.
Listen to him. I said boom, boom, boom. Let me say wow.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to CatCast.
So,
with Laura Clary.
Yeah. Imagine and if we Stephen did Hiltron. We did Stephanie whole, Hiltron.
Imagine if we did the whole podcast like meow.
Yeah, we just meowed it. So, don't try and get out of this meditation, guys. I want everyone to just.
We can't put a copyright meditation on the podcast.
What do you mean? We're not monetizing it. Shh. I want everyone to close your eyes, unless you're driving, then don't close your eyes. Actually, close your eyes if you're driving. If you're driving, you can still close your eyes. The most dangerous guided meditation ever. Close your eyes while on the highway. And inhale deep through your nose. Guys, this is called pranayama. Breathing exercises, very strong, very powerful. Breathing, oxygen is the most vital nutrient we can get. And we're going to get it right now, Stephen. Inhale deep through your nose and count to 10. Inhale deep, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Keep inhaling. 7. Oh, someone's fucking calling me. God damn it. Who the fuck is FaceTiming me? Hello? Hello?
Who is this?
Dude, this number I don't know is FaceTiming me. Who is this?
Whoa!
Dude, I just got a fucking FaceTime from some
Perhaps it was
person.
God. Okay. FaceTiming you All to right. say stop the meditation.
All right, guys, sorry about that. And we're going to start again. Let's inhale deep through your nose. Count to 10. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep inhaling. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now hold at the top. Inhale a little more. Hold at the top just when you think you can't. Keep holding. And exhale for 10. Hold at the bottom. Don't inhale. Hold at the bottom for 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 10. Hold at the top. Feel the air circulating through. Are you texting right now?
No, I'm listening to
you're
you.
You're legit
texting. I'm Insta-storying you doing this.
You're
it's funny.
You're legit texting.
It's a funny thing
oh,
to see.
Oh, hell no. I open my eyes from the zen-ass space and Steven's fucking texting his friend Jonathan. Dick
Jonathan,
pics.
Dick pics. Nailed
Stop. It. Okay. Inhale deep. Count to 5. And hold at the top. Hold at the top. And exhale for 5. Hold at the bottom. Hold at the bottom. Hold your bottom. And inhale. Hold at the top. Hold your breath at the top. Inhale a little more. And exhale. Ha. Through your mouth. Ha. Give me a big ha. Let it out. Ha. Okay, now that we've relaxed ourselves with a simple breathing technique, know that you can come to that anytime you're feeling stressed. You just inhale deep and you hold it, and you exhale fully and you hold that. Repeat for at least 5 cycles, and I promise you'll feel so relaxed. I just burped. Okay. Now, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think about 10 things you're grateful for. Let's get into gratitude. Gratitude, when you have a grateful heart, it's very hard to be depressed, anxious, sad. When you have a grateful heart, pain is very hard to find. So let's think right now. Let's think about your family, the ones that aren't annoying as fuck. You know, the family that you actually like. Think about those ones, not your asshole uncle or your dumb fuck cousin. But think about the good family members you have and see them and see their smile. And just be grateful for them. Now see your friends, the ones that actually text you back. the ones that support you and love you. Let's get grateful for them. Think about your home. Are you yawning?
No! We're doing this. Come on. Carry on.
Are you even doing it, though?
I am, but this is for the audience.
I feel like you're not even doing it. You're, like, looking out, like, holding
your balls. I was looking out the window.
Right,
I like it.
You're holding your balls.
It looks nice out there. I wish I was outside.
You wish you were outside?
Yeah, I look how nice it
is. Are you not into this?
I am.
Okay. Now, I want you to think about all the things you're grateful for. Your job, your home, your food that you like, you know, just whatever the fuck. Your penis or vagina.
Why is it always about penis and vagina?
It's not always about it. I'm just saying be grateful that you have a dick or a pussy.
Or what if you're one of those people that has both?
Then even be super grateful for that.
Yeah. What's the some people do have both, by the
way. Right, they do. Be grateful.
The snails have both. Or worms.
Be grateful
worms
for
can
snails
reproduce with themselves.
And worms.
Or is it a snail?
Anyway, I don't know.
Back to the meditation.
Now, after you're done thinking of 10 things to be grateful for.
And snails.
I want you to visualize goals that you have in your life, something you want to manifest in your life, whether it's personal, whether it's a business goal, whether it's a general goal of just more abundance in every area.
Dog goal.
A dog goal. You want a new dog?
Well, no, you just want your old dog to be nice.
You want your old dog to be nice.
Yeah.
And not be such an asshole?
Exactly.
What is it? What do you want to achieve? What do you want? Do you just want to be happier? Do you have a specific goal? Think about that. Think about one thing you really want right now. And I want you to visualize as if you already have that thing or that feeling or whatever it is. It could be anything. Stephen, what are you visualizing?
The help and a smash animation. Actually, it was actually in my head then.
Oh, really?
Actually, it was actually in my head then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because one of our goals is to have, like, the female Family Guy and animate the show. So good. So see that.
It was in my head when
and,
you said
and for you guys listening, see it. What do you want? See it. I want you to spend the next 2 minutes just thinking about it and feeling what it would feel like to attain that goal. Act as if you have it already. And inhale deep through your nose. And exhale. And now, let's do 3 ohms together with Stephen. 3 ohms together, including you guys. You better ohm. You better fucking ohm. Better fucking ohm.
I wonder if Stephen's gonna
you can't stop and ohm. You're gonna fuck up my meditation if you don't ohm. And inhale. Oh. Okay, ready? Why are you oming so high?
Because I don't like to do low. I think it's weird.
But you don't think is weird? Do a low one. Try a low one. Okay, there you go. There you
no,
go.
It's weird. I hate it.
Please, I'm begging
no,
you.
No, it makes my chest go fine.
But this doesn't.
No, I feel.
That's what you're like.
It's called a head voice. You know that?
Yeah, I do know that, actually. That's called head tone.
Head voice.
Head tone.
No.
Head tone.
Head voice.
Head tone. Head That's what we say in America, head tone.
No, you don't. You say head voice.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
Yes, we
no,
do. Ready?
Don't.
And we inhale don't. Deep. Inhale deep.
Sorry.
Ooh. Exactly, you have to
I was whispering it.
Do it. That's not an Why aren't you
I'm trying different techniques.
Do you want to add anything to this meditation, Stephen?
I was actually doing it. Thank you very much. Imagine people going to work listening to this, though.
But guys, come on, tell me you don't feel a little calmer now after that meditation. Breathing exercises, gratitude lists, and visualizing your goals. And then just we can close it out with a simple thank you. Just thanking the universe for just simply existing and being here now in this moment. Because what a blessing that is. Seriously, what a blessing that is. Sorry, that was my pussy.
Jesus Christ. Just out of curiosity, when you say oxygen is the most vital oxygen.
Yes, nutrient
where did
in your body.
Where'd you hear that?
I think I heard it when I was, like, I would listen to a lot of guided meditations, and there's this one called Pranayama.
Right. You listened to that a long time ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Because
you told me that the very first time we ever met.
That's crazy.
You said pranayama, oxygen is the most vital nutrient. Mm-hmm. You actually said those exact words. You just said it again.
Yeah, it's weird because you know, breath is one of those things that we don't think about. We don't think about it. We just trust that the next one's going to come.
I know, isn't that weird?
Like, we worry about the most trivial things in the world, but things like the next breath coming, we don't worry about that. Oh. But if it didn't come, we would be dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't it? But we never worry about it. We just trust that the next one's going to come.
Yeah.
But we have such a hard time trusting that other things are going to come or that we're going to be okay in other areas. But with the breath, you just trust it's going to come.
That's true.
And I think that when I read that or when I heard that that oxygen is the most vital nutrient we can get, it was compelling to me because it was like, ooh. He's like, yeah, you've been talking about it for the last 7 years.
You have. Not every day, but you have seven fucking years. That has been one of the things, one of your go-tos.
That's one of my go-tos.
What are the other go-tos?
Okay, I'll say oxygen is the most vital nutrient we can get. To go to is very compelling. It stuck with me. And I like saying it because I think it can inspire me and others to breathe deeply and to know, because when I breathe really deeply and hold it in that oxygen, I can feel the cells regenerating. I feel like I can genuinely feel tingles. And if pranayama, when I first got sober, doing breathing exercises was like the closest thing to getting high. And I don't want to say that in a bad way, but it made me feel, it made me feel tingly everywhere. It made me just like, and then you hold that in for as long as you can, even when you think you can't hold it any longer. Yeah. You inhale a little more and just hold that in and just keep holding it in. And then you exhale so fully and then you hold it out for like at least 10 seconds and then you repeat. So if you do that, now hold it out. Now hold it out. Hold it out. Don't breathe in. Don't breathe in. Hold it out. Stay with no oxygen for as long as you can. For as long as you can. And then when you're finally ready, inhale fully and repeat. Are you still not inhaling? Good job. See, this shit gets you high, man. There you go. Inhale. Inhale more. Inhale more. But if you do that, Stephen, 10 times in a row, you feel weird.
I need
you feel
a bag of Cheetos.
No. But like a little lightheaded, tingly. And actually, I can feel the stress dissolving. That's actually what Stephen and I went to learn how to do transcendental meditation. And they taught us.
That was brilliant.
Well, it was kind of a ripoff, but
it wasn't a ripoff. No, it's not a ripoff. You know why? Because they say that it has to be that price, because in the West, we only value things that cost a lot of money. So they have to make it cost a lot of money. Otherwise, who would do it?
Yes, and
if
I do
it was
see
free,
that.
Would you have done it?
Right.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we do value things that cost more.
Yeah, like we have to pay $500 each to learn how to do this meditation. And basically we went to this freaking house in Beverly Hills and these what do you call them? They were dressed in a way and they're not...
They were dressed normally.
Oh yeah, they were dressed normally, but they were basically...
It was a Buddhist house.
They were certified teachers of TM, Transcendental Meditation.
I liked it.
Oh, no. It was awesome. But I was just, after the fact, I was like, man, they're kind of ripping us off, because they're saying their whole thing was, okay, so transcendental meditation is they give you a mantra, but you cannot tell anyone your mantra. So they give you a mantra. That's a word or a phrase, and it doesn't, you don't necessarily know what it means, but it's a mantra.
I know what mine is.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I'm not telling you. So the whole thing is you cannot tell anyone your mantra. And transcendental meditation essentially is you meditate for 20 minutes in the morning, repeating that mantra in your head for 20 minutes. And then at night you do the same thing. So it's difficult. It's 40 minutes a day, 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at night. And you repeat that mantra over and over. They believe bliss is your natural state, and that by repeating this mantra over and over, you're dissolving your stress and you're getting rid of your thoughts and clearing your mind.
But their definition of bliss isn't what our definition of bliss is. It means a different thing. Doesn't mean like...
Yeah.
Like
peace of mind more.
It means peace, I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean extraordinary happiness.
Right. It's not like, yeah, woo!
No.
Yeah. And we did that for a while. We did.
I did it every day for ages, and then I just stopped doing it.
I know.
What an idiot.
No,
I feel way worse now I don't do it.
Look, I just went to a meeting with women who are like 30 or sober, and they're like, I can't meditate, or I meditate for 2 minutes tops a day. It's a lot of people find it really, really hard to meditate. And they, especially every day, and especially for 40 minutes a day, for some reason it's baffling to me, because you're essentially saying that it's hard to do nothing, because all meditation is doing nothing. It's sitting there and doing nothing, and it's difficult to do nothing. Why is it so difficult to do nothing?
Because your brain won't let you relax.
Right, because, I got to get this done, I got to get that done, da, da, da. And I understand if you genuinely don't have time, but as Tony Robbins would say, if you don't have 20 minutes a day, you don't have a life.
I love old Tone.
Yeah, so it's like... Or, 5 minutes, just even I'll put on a 5 minute guided meditation or a 10 minute, and it's so helpful. Cause if I don't, I'll wake up in fear or I'll go to sleep in fear and have anxiety and just get negative. But then when I put on a meditation that reminds me to breathe and breathe deeply and do my gratitude and think about what I do want to manifest in my life rather than what I don't want. Because worrying and being in fear is essentially, I keep saying essentially, is meditating. You're manifesting what you don't want. When you worry, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but you can't stop worrying sometimes.
Well, you can though. Catch yourself.
Yeah, and then what?
And then you stop. You say, I refuse that thought.
Right.
I had to retrain my brain. And it's not that I still don't worry and have negative thoughts. I do.
Right.
But I'm just a little more aware of them now. And I realize that you can stop those negative thoughts. Because when we're worrying unnecessarily and thinking about worst case scenarios, oh my God, what if this meeting goes terribly wrong? What if I don't get this job? What if he stops loving me? What if this or that? We're visualizing and focusing on worst case scenarios, on things we don't want, when you could be visualizing, we're going to grow old and happy together and have an incredible lifelong marriage.
Absolutely.
And I want to see that. That's what you want to visualize, or in your career, What if this animation doesn't happen? What if our followers go away? What if we stop monetizing the videos? Why not think about what if the followers keep growing? And what if we can make all the films and shows that we ever want to make? And what if we can continue to make as many people laugh as possible and live an abundant life and get to have an animal sanctuary and help animals?
Yeah, I want to be an animal sanctuary, for goodness sake.
Well, then you can have that. If you see it and you think about it and then work towards that. All I'm saying is that I think we focus too much on what we don't want rather than what we do want.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's about stopping yourself when you get into that, what do you call it? The hot thought?
The hot thought.
What's the hot thought?
Hot thought is a thing from CBT.
It's
just a form of therapy that I can't remember what it stands for. Cognitive behavioral therapy. And it's a thought. It's a thought you have, and there's a little negative thought normally. And that spirals into another negative thought, and that spirals into another negative thought, and it triggers a whole downward spiral.
So give me an example.
An example would be, I hope this next thing we do is good. Oh, what if the next thing that we do isn't as good as the one before? Oh, what if that leads people to that stop watching? Oh, what if we can't make videos anymore? Oh, what if I have to get a normal job? I can't do a normal job. What if I can't do creative things anymore and end up doing a normal job and I am depressed forever and die?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Whereas, why not stop yourself?
Well, that was deep. I didn't expect that to go. But I'm trying to do it honest.
But
honest.
Yeah. But yeah. No, that's... that's the hot thought.
Yeah.
One little thing of like, oh, I hope this video does well. What if it doesn't do well? What if none of our videos do well?
Yeah.
What if we have to can't make our living this way and have to get a job we don't necessarily want? And then you get depressed and then you die.
That's the depression comes from, you go so far down that hot thought route and you can't see where it came from. And then you're just in a dark place and you don't know why and you can't see any hope.
But so how can you not know why if you just pointed out why?
Because that I can see from perspective how it happened.
Yeah.
But when you actually think that, when you're in that, you don't necessarily know that the first thought led to the second thought.
Interesting.
And then you're suddenly depressed and you don't know why. And you think, I'm depressed and it's for no reason, but it isn't. It happened 2 hours ago when you thought, oh, I hope this video is good.
See, I feel like you've come such a long way because I remember when you used to get depressed and I would say, why, what's going on? And you would say, there's no reason. I don't have a reason. And maybe it's because you knew legitimately there was no reason. It was just this.
No, I'm sure it was triggered by something earlier on in the day.
But like your thoughts aren't necessarily real. And so maybe you're like, there's no real reason for me to be depressed. But in your mind, you were having these hot thoughts and you were visualizing worst case scenarios.
I got into a bit of that when we were driving back about the podcast. And you were like, oh, the podcast, I don't know if it's not growing as much as I wanted it to grow. And then I'm like, oh, maybe. But it is. People love it and I love doing it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, then I was in a depression hole about that. And it came from that podcast negativity.
Right.
And I ended up coming into the house depressed.
Yeah.
Because it was a hot thought that led on to other hot thoughts.
Yeah.
And then I was looking at we're going to do something on the house. And my head went, you're not going to be able to do that on the house because you'll do it. And then everything, you're not going to have a career anymore. Everything's going to stop.
Right. Wow. So that just happened?
Yeah. But now I know why.
Right.
And because a year ago, I would have just been stuck like this all day. But now I can see, if I look back, that it comes from a conversation in a car on the way home.
Right. And that it's actually not rational.
No.
And that if you're able to just really value feeling good enough to the point to say, I reject that thought. I'm done with that thought. And I am going to, even though I don't want to, I am going to sit here for the next 5 minutes and visualize A, everything I'm grateful for, all the things I do have, because how can you be depressed when you really think about all the things you do have?
It's hard to do that when you're in a dark place.
But if you can manage, that's the thing. It's like,
Yeah.
If you can just take that contrary action, even though you feel like wallowing in self-pity, which I have done so many times. So I'm not saying it like you, I'm saying like me, I've done that too.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I can manage to just say, I'm done having this thought, I'm done feeling ugly and not enough and, you know, I could be better, I could be a harder worker, I could be, you know, just better in every area of my life. Stop beating myself up. I'm done thinking that. Let me get into A, gratitude, and then B, see what I want. You know, what do I want to achieve in my life? And let me think about best case scenario. Let me see that working out.
Yeah.
You know, but even when we were talking, it was like, I had this moment where I was like, oh, we have to record the podcast. And then I was just like, oh, you know, like, oh, why isn't it number one all the time? Like, you know, it's just these...
Funny thing is the podcast is doing well, but we have such high expectations of everything.
I know that. And I always just think, oh, it should be growing so, so, so fast. But if I step back...
Yes.
And say, okay, how long did it take to get to 3.6 million followers on Facebook? It took a couple of years. Yes. And same with Instagram.
Yes.
And so why should the podcast just, it grows the way it should grow.
And lots of amazing people are saying yes to doing it, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah, totally. We have some amazing guests coming up. Whitney Cummings, Kevin Hart said he would do it. I have to find a date for him, but... Some really awesome guests.
Other ones that we can't really mention yet because we don't know.
Well, we can mention it.
Can we?
Yeah. Because then if they pull out, everyone's going to know. No, it's fine. I get it. People are busy. But
well, some of them we don't know, like the Fat Jew. We don't know how we're going to... We don't even know where he lives.
Well, we have a date for him. We just don't know if it's going to be a Skype podcast or if he's going to be in LA. That's the only thing. So it's fine. Either way, it'll be done. I'm really excited about him, but... I just can't get over how effective it is to just take that contrary action and say, nope, I'm going to get in gratitude and just spend 5 minutes doing that and how much that can really shift, you know, and get me out of depression and stuff. But it's crazy how fast that could happen.
Yeah.
Like when I said, you know, I wonder what I could do to help the podcast grow to the next level. And you were like, yeah, everyone fucking hates it.
And I did, like, yeah.
What?
Yeah, because I was like,
are you getting negative comments? And then you were like, no.
The comments have been amazing. Yeah.
What else? So we're going to a Halloween party tonight.
Oh, great.
And we're both kind of over-dressing up, but we feel immense pressure to dress up because, as Jill said on the invite, costumes are encouraged.
I hate dressing up so
costumes
much.
Are encouraged.
I really hate it so much.
So there's this immense pressure to dress up. And the thing is,
I can't do it.
We're not 12. But it's not just that. Like, some people love dressing up into their adulthood. And that's fine, you guys. If you are one of those people who loves dressing up, hey, amazing for you.
Here's the thing. We do dress up.
Why are you going to pressure us to dress up?
But we do the things. We dress up. I dressed up earlier on in the week for our job.
I have so many fucking Halloween costumes for sketches. And I've shot a bunch of Halloween sketches with costumes on. You were just a slutty nurse.
I know,
for the
that's
Audible
what I'm saying.
Brand
deal. So why do I want to dress up tonight for my actual fun time?
It's like if you don't want to do it, then you shouldn't feel the pressure to do it. But there is this pressure. And then there's the judgment when you're the only one not dressed up at Halloween party.
Which is going to be me tonight.
There is absolutely like, oh, you didn't dress up.
You threw me under the bus because you're going to dress up, even though you're saying you're not.
Look, I feel like I feel this pressure that I have to dress up or people are going to give me shit because that's what happens. People give you shit if you don't dress up.
But then if you dress up, then I'm the only one.
Well, here's how I was going to get out of it. So 2 years ago, I was a crazy cat lady. So I have a cat sweatshirt and then four years ago. And then I have these leggings with cat heads on them. And so they're very comfortable, and so is the sweatshirt. And I thought that way I could just go in leggings and a sweatshirt and not do my hair and put on my glasses and then be like, hey, I'm a crazy cat lady. And they're going to be like, weren't you that 4 years ago? And I'm going to be like, fuck off. So we just went to our my sister and brother-in-law's farm right outside of Portland to go meet their new son, who's 3 weeks old, Lewis. He was so sweet. Yeah. And they have other kids, and my mom was there, and it was really fun. But do you guys remember we talked about the coffee grinder? How they use a manual coffee grinder, and it takes literally 45 minutes to ground one espresso.
I opted out of the coffee grinder this time. I went to get...
Yes, Stephen got instant coffee. He was like, fuck that. I'm getting instant coffee. And then... like day three, the manual coffee grinder breaks. Okay, it breaks.
Did it?
Yes, he broke it because we have to spin it.
Yes.
And it takes so long to grind any coffee. So now it breaks. He's like, I was thinking, yes, now he has to get an electric one because it's broken. And he's like, and I was like, oh, it broke. No way. So then the coffee grinder broke, so he put some foam in it. He's like, I put a little foam in there, and I think it works nicely now.
Right. The foam. He put the foam in the coffee
grinder.
How does foam fix a coffee grinder?
Because probably a piece came loose, and so he put foam in there to, like, make it work. I don't know the logistics of why the foam was in there, but he put some fucking foam in there. Starts grinding it again, and it still doesn't really work, okay? Yeah. So I'm like, you know, there's just no espresso in here. So Steven, my mom, and I decide we're going to go out and get them some gifts, some housewarming gifts, because they just got this, you know, little farmhouse. Yeah. So we got them a sparkling water maker. We got them a cutting board, because they didn't really have a big cutting board, and all we do is cook there. Ooh. And of course we got an electric coffee grinder. Ooh. And I thought there's just no way.
I just want to interject here. I said, don't get the electric coffee grinder. It won't be a popular thing to get.
Right.
They won't be happy.
Because last time we were at the cabin, we were all saying this fucking manual coffee grinder, it's taking 2 hours to make all of us a coffee. And this could easily be sorted by just buying some modern technology. And is it technology?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Greg, by the way, I just want to say, we love our brother-in-law so much. Yeah, and I wouldn't change him for the world. I wouldn't even change this about him.
He's quirky. He's definitely got some quirks.
They're hilarious.
They are hilarious. And,
yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's got certain things that just...
Yeah, and we all do. Yes. Like, we're all eccentric in our own weird ways. And for him, he's like obsessed with this manual coffee grinder. And I was like, Greg, just get an electric coffee grinder. And he's like, but the electric coffee grinder changes the taste of the espresso. Now, see, Laura, when the electric coffee grinder heats up the coffee beans, the espresso beans, changes the flavor, changes the dynamic. And it's just not the same.
I hope you're going to tell him what happened with the coffee.
And so he had said that to me a previous time when all of us were having headaches in the morning because we couldn't get our damn coffee. So he had said, no, I will not get the electric coffee grinder. He goes, the only kind of electric coffee grinder that works is the bird grinder. But the bird grinder is
It's Burr.
I thought it was like Bird.
Bill Burr.
Oh, I thought it was Bird Grinder, Burr Grinder, whatever. And so anyway, and he had his reasons, as whatever. So, okay, fine. And by the way, also, there was like 10 people in the house and they have a dishwasher, but they won't use the dishwasher. They won't use it.
It's taped up.
They taped it up. Not because it doesn't work, but because they just really value their dishes.
The dishes.
And they don't want them to get...
What don't they want them to get? Clean? You know,
yeah. Well, they just... prefer us slaving over the sink, washing dish after dish after dish after dish.
You spent an entire day washing dishes.
Pretty much every day, all I did was wash dishes because we're all cooking all our meals. There's a bunch of family there. There's a fucking dishwasher sitting right there, but they won't use it. They won't use it. I said, guys, why won't you use the dishwasher? Well, dishes. And now this is like my sister, right? Because they kind of talk similar.
Well,
you know, Laura, dishwashers aren't very kind to dishes. I said, really? What are they kind to then? Because I'm pretty sure dishwashers have one purpose only. One. They got nothing else going for them. Dishwasher. Nothing else. No other function.
Oh, that impression kills me.
No other function. Their only purpose. And how long have dishwashers been around? Decades.
I don't know.
And their only purpose has been to wash fucking dishes. That's it. There's nothing else they can do. So you don't have faith that a dishwasher can wash a dish? You don't have faith? What do you think they can do? Why do you trust our grubby ass hands to and sponge that's being reused? I'm scrubbing the sponge on the dirty dish and then scrubbing that same dirty ass sponge on a new dish.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm putting more soap on the sponge. But let me tell you something. That dirty ass, grubby ass sponge is much less sophisticated than the dishwasher.
One of the funniest things on that trip, just to interrupt for a minute, is when your mum said grimy ass. She said something ass. I can't remember. She was explaining something. Raggedy ass.
Oh, she
your
did?
Your mum said raggedy ass. It really made me laugh. Anyway,
that's funny.
On.
She probably got that from me. But
it was so funny.
Yeah. I wish we could remember what she said that about, I've said, guys, and she's like, and they're like, and we wanted really special silverware. So we're using grandma's silverware. So we definitely don't want to scratch those in the dishwasher. I was like, all right, fine. I get that the silverware is, they're antiques and you want to use nice silverware. But like, what about the plates? Well, those are very nice too. They're from Restoration Hardware.
My grandma had cutlery in a box like that. For special occasions.
Right.
For very special occasions. Right. Christmas, Easter.
Right. But they think every meal is special. So now we're subjected to cleaning just nonstop dishes all fucking day. You know, and then after like 2 hours of dishes, you kind of want a coffee. You kind of want a coffee.
So we went and we got them
even though Greg had said to me this whole thing last time, it was months ago, so I could have forgotten. He had said to me,
well, the electronic coffee grinder heats up the coffee.
I told you not to get it.
Heats up the espresso and it tastes different.
But then I thought, no, but then I thought, look, if you want to use your broken foamy ass manual coffee grinder, fine, which isn't even working. You use it and then let me electronically grind my coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll just use it. You don't have to use it. I'll just use it. So we bring it home. We say, look, we got you a sparkling water maker. We got you a cutting board.
And then
we got you an electric coffee grinder. And the looks we got.
I was so excited to present it, but then
they were not happy. And Greg, but you know, he's not confrontational. He's the sweetest thing ever. He is. Once again, wouldn't change anything about him. And, you know, we all have our quirks and it's funny. Okay. And you know what? And I'm sure Greg, I'm sure there's some real legitimacy to your concerns with heating up the beans and, you know, whatever. I'm sure that he's done his research. I said, with the coffee maker. And then he's like, so basically he was like, do you still have the receipt for that electronic coffee grinder? And I was like, what? And he was like, I just don't want to open something I'm not going to use.
Oh, oh no, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, have you still got the receipt?
I was like, that's fine. And then I was like, but can I use it? Like, you don't have to use it. You can use your manual coffee grinder, but can I use the electronic coffee grinder? He was like, oh yeah, totally. Oh. I was like, yeah, great. So like, I'll just use it. You don't have to use it. And he was like, no, I mean, you know, I might actually use it. I mean, I might, you know, he's like, I do want to get the bird grinder, which is well, very well regarded in the coffee community.
Is it very well regarded in the coffee community?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, what coffee community are we, am I missing out on? How can I get involved in this coffee community? But so I just imagine like a bunch of hipsters at Intelligentsia, so, bird grinders, let's talk about it.
An AA meeting.
Yeah.
For coffee.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. We are anti Starbucks. So he then sort of changed his tune when I was like, can I use it? And he was like, yeah, I might use it too. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could use it until the bird grinder gets here. Until the bird grinder gets here, I can use it. You know, I'm going to try it too. So as I'm using it, he's like, you know, and I'm using it, it's just grind, it's just boom, grinds just right away. Just boom, perfect espresso, just boom. So, and then I think that he used it and I didn't hear about how the coffee was, you know, it was just, we kind of went our separate ways. So then they all go out to the store. Next morning, Colleen, he makes my sister a cappuccino. She tastes it. She says, you know, I don't really taste the espresso. And he's like, that's because I use the manual coffee grinder. And she's like, okay, maybe you want to use, or like, he was like, here, let me grind it more. Because the manual wasn't working. It wasn't grinding the coffee. Yes. So if you're not getting it fine enough, you're not going to, you know, when it's like really thick, you're not going to get the espresso coming out. Yeah. So he's like, or he's like, that's because I didn't grind it fine enough, whatever. Because he had this like long thing about how if you grind it too much, you're not going to taste the espresso either, whatever. Coffee community talk. And then so he goes back and he grinds it with the electric. Okay. He remakes her the cappuccino, brings it back and she tastes it. She says, oh, okay. She said, I tasted it. She goes, it tastes different today. And Greg goes, I told you when you use the electric, it changes the flavor of the espresso because it heats it up. And it changes the delicate flavor that it once was. And also, I got a new brand of espresso last night. I said, wait, you got a new brand? This is a new... Yeah, he's like, yeah, I did. I got a new bag. I got a different fucking brand of coffee.
Yeah.
He goes, I got a new brand. But I think that it could also be that it heated up. Oh. No, it's that you got a new type of espresso. He got a new brand.
I know, it's crazy.
So that's why it tasted different.
I know.
It didn't taste different because the
electric.
He wanted to blame the electronic, but then he was like, and also I got an entirely different brand. I got a hazelnut flavor this time. Of course it tastes different. I said, oh, and then I'm not going to let him get away with that. I was like, oh, you got a different brand. Well, that's why it tastes different. He's like, well, you know, could be either. Really. Could be the reason.
This is sick. But do you remember Foamy? Oh, sick.
Yes, oh. I do. So I think to wrap up that.
Yes.
So then he texts us as we leave saying, I think I'm going to keep the electric.
Yes.
Oh, wait. He said, I want to grind nuts in it. He goes, I want to use it to grind nuts. He's going to keep it for grinding nuts.
Yes.
And then he texts us that. He's like, I think I'm going to keep your... electronic coffee grinder you got to grind nuts. And he ordered the burr grinder. Guess how much it was? $500.
Wow, that's crazy.
He was like, I won't have my espresso heated up. So he got a $500 coffee grinder. And then I said to him, before you order that, you know that you can get a cappuccino, like a Breville machine for $500. You can get that grinds the coffee in there, that makes your espresso and foams your milk all in one beautiful machine.
Yes.
You can get that for $500.
Yes.
They have it on Amazon.
Yes.
Beautiful machine.
Yes.
And I said, you can get all of it.
Yes.
And he said, well, the espresso maker I have is, again, very well regarded in the coffee community. So
very well regarded in the coffee
community. Oh my yes, God. In the coffee community.
Wow.
And so he has this espresso maker, and then he has like a giant new burr grinder that he sent. Remember, he sent us the picture of it?
I know.
He sent us the picture of it when he got it.
Whoa.
And that thing, I'm sure it's legit, and I'm sure it's great, and I'm sure he's going to love it.
Yeah.
But he could have probably gotten them all in one, but whatever. That's not what he wanted to do. So that was our tale about the coffee grinder and the dishwasher.
I just want to say one more story about the house.
Yes.
The farm.
Yeah.
I think that I invented, now parents can tell us otherwise, but I think that I am a genius of childcare. You know why? Because I invented a game. I don't know if you saw the silly beanbag game that I invented.
What was it? So they have, Greg and Colleen have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old who are so
amazing.
Madeline and Eleanor, they're the cutest things ever.
And they we were hanging out all the time.
They love silly Uncle Steven, by the way. He's not called Uncle Steven. He's silly Uncle Steven. And only they'll be like, Grandma, Aunt Laura, silly Uncle Steven.
Yeah,
like
silly
Uncle Steven. Permanently.
And they say it just seriously, like, silly Uncle Steven, will you pass me
this?
Like, there's no, they don't, it's just the accepted
always
way I'm called now. Anyway, so I invented a game with Eleanor and Madeline. And I think this is the best game ever invented for a parent for kids, but I could be wrong. Maybe someone else has invented this game.
Okay.
I invented a game called Silly Beanbag, right? Silly Beanbag goes like this. Stop talking, and the first one to talk is a silly beanbag. Do you know how long they were quiet for?
Wow.
Like half an hour.
Wow.
Like it's a way to stop, because I love it when they go mental. I love it. But I also, one day I was like, I'd love it to if it was just quiet.
Yeah.
So I invented Silly Beanbag.
Wow.
And I said to Eleanor, if you talk first, you're a silly beanbag. If I talk first, I'm a silly beanbag. Madeline,
wow.
First.
And they all did it?
They were silent for
half an
hour.
I feel like that's been done,
though. Oh, really? I had a feeling it might have been.
Like the silent game, right? Like first one to talk loses or something.
Oh, I thought I invented it.
And my dad used to do that with me. He used to tell me to stop. Well, he just told me to stop talking.
Oh, well, that's hardly a game, is it?
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Yeah.
This is the game. He'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. That was literally my dad's only game he played with me.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Seriously. No. But, did you get that from the garage?
Yes.
Oh, great. Sorry.
You need to go through that for your book.
I will.
There's a big box of photographs here that
I
retrieved from the garage.
In the book. So, and then you mentioned Foamy. So Foamy.
Yeah, sick. Why did I mention that?
So I did it. All right. So this is a guy.
Oh,
so I went to,
sick.
Well, get this, Stephen. Your friend was in that class. So
who?
Charlize Theron.
Oh,
so I did it. So I went to a yoga class and Charlize Theron was in there and I was like, cool. And I like went up to her after and I was like, you're my hero.
You did?
I was like, I think you're so amazing. She's like, thank you so much.
Oh,
she was so nice.
I thought you met her at a spinning class.
No, I met her at yoga.
Oh,
she was there all the time in my yoga class. She was amazing at yoga and she would go with her mom and they were both amazing, but like she was fucking so good at it. I couldn't believe it. I could believe it. She's amazing. But anyway, so there's this dude there and it was like this crazy class where they were like, okay, we're going to do a bit of couples yoga. So everyone pair up.
I hate
and you're
going
to just pair up with someone. And I'm like, I'm not here with anyone. Like who do? So of course this dude comes up and he's like, you want to like do couples yoga with me?
Oh, God.
I was like, all right, cool. So we like do these poses or whatever.
Oh,
and then he comes up to me after the class. And he was like, hey, so I was wondering if you wanted to go to, like, lunch with me.
Oh,
and what I realized is, not a bad-looking guy, but, like...
Oh, even sicker.
He had, like, foam in the corners of his mouth. Oh. You guys know what I'm talking about. Like, that saliva buildup
what
on the corners of your mouth. I don't know. Could have been nerves. Could have been... I don't know. You'd have to Google it, really, because I have no idea. So he's like... asking me out and the foam just kind of gets thicker.
Oh, God damn.
And then, like, I remember at one point he got excited.
What did he get excited
about? You know, I can't remember. Okay. He was like...
Where were you at this point?
Man, we were outside of Crunch in West Hollywood.
So you're in front of one of the Crunch. Cafes there. Oh, in front of Crunch.
Yeah, okay. There was like little seating areas there or whatever. There and he was like, there was some joke about, he made some lame joke. Like I said, oh yeah, that one lady, yoga instructor had a great New York accent. He's like, yeah, I like to call her Brooklyn Betty.
Oh my God. Say wasn't even funny. He not
said,
like me.
He said, I'll never forget. He said, Brooklyn Betty. He said, yeah, you're talking about Brooklyn Betty. Oh, and I was like, God. And I remember thinking,
like I just so remember, I win.
Yeah, like he just failed at making me laugh. He was like, oh, you mean Brooklyn Betty? And I was like, oh, fuck. And but he got excited about that he thought of Brooklyn Betty, and that's when the foam started spraying out.
Oh, my God.
So, like, he was like, Brooklyn Betty? And the foam just kind of, it went in my face, really. Oh! Yeah, because he was, like, really proud that he came up with Brooklyn Betty.
This would be a good animated bit. Oh,
and so he's like, Brooklyn Betty? And I was like, so I did say I would go out with him.
Oh, sick! I didn't know that!
So...
Why did I pick this up?
So get this... Wait. Fucking wait. So get this. You know how when you get new phones, because this was literally 10 years ago, when you get new phones, your numbers convert over to the new phone?
Yes.
Literally. I saved him in my phone. I never did go on that date, okay? I just kind of people pleased, and like sometimes I struggled to say no. And so like I said yes, but then I just ghosted him. Like nice. I never met him or anything like that. But no joke, in my phone, if I type in my contacts, Foamy comes up.
Oh my God.
I have Foamy's number and I feel like we should call him. Call Foamy.
I don't want to call Foamy. It's making me feel sick. I actually
Foamy.
Feel sick from this.
Look. What are you reading right now?
Foamy.
In my contacts.
Oh my God.
Fucking that's Foamy. So sick. Fucking Foamy. Dude, let's call Foamy. What are we going to say to Foamy?
I don't want to call Foamy.
Just let me call him and be like, see if he's picked up any girls lately. Be like, hey, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
You don't remember me? The sad thing is no one picks up anymore.
Right. So they don't pick up with numbers they don't know.
Yeah.
But we could try.
I bet he won't answer, but I'll try.
Okay.
Can I borrow your phone?
Yes. Now, can I just go and get
because I have to star 6-7. Okay. So I'll just pretend to be some girl he met at. Like yoga, because we know he goes to yoga and we know he picks up girls. He's gonna be like, wait a minute, is this Laura from 10 years ago? Can you imagine? I don't know what I'm gonna say. Should I be Helen?
Oh no, I feel weird. I'm gonna be sick.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated
voice. We really lucked out on that one.
Oliver has joined us for the last part of the podcast.
You guys, this was a lot of fun. I had so much fun.
It was good.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Thank you, geezers. Thank you, geezers. You are nice for listening to the podcast. I don't like to sing anymore because you told me off. And I used to love to sing.
I've discouraged you. What did I say about it?
You didn't support my singing on the podcast. You said, stop doing this, annoying.
I feel like you went through a phase where every time I would pause, you'd be like, and she's pausing, she's not talking, and we're sitting on a couch. And then I'd continue, and it was like, you couldn't handle the silence, so you had to sing about it. And it was getting...
I wanted.
There was no even silence there. You just interrupted me. But they were mostly original songs. Now you're just singing covers. What happened to your original? What happened to your...
Necessary.
What happened to your original?
Only to
all right, let's... Guys, do we have to dress up to this... A fucking party. Let's see. Let me read it. So here's what I got. Hey guys, if you still want to come over next Saturday for Halloween, that would be awesome. I'm thinking maybe 5 p.m. for a little Halloween dinner. Costumes are encouraged. Pumpkin emoji. Right? What does that mean? Does that mean we have to dress up? They're encouraged. No, it doesn't.
It's encouraged.
In. Woo. Everyone's texting. Yeah, I'm in. I mean, we really do have the best fucking friends, but Steven and I don't like to dress up and we feel immense pressure around it. So we're going to, we got to go figure that out. And we have to write a script because we're shooting tomorrow. And so I have to write an entire script in an hour. So I have to do that now. But love you guys. Have a safe, safe Halloween weekend and Halloween. Well, you'll get this on Monday. So, and enjoy yourselves. Enjoy yourselves. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe. Rate 5 stars. Comment. Those really help. It helps out when you do that.
Helps other people and, see it.
Until next week. Love you guys. Bye.